Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Young or old, to cry over spilled milk, sigh for lost opportunities, to wish instead of work. But there are exceptions to the rule, especially when those exceptions are in the persons of you and I are faced with a crisis. After Rosalind took that long ride with Bobby, she knew that her only salvation was not to wish for the betterment of her problem, but to work for it. And Uncle Jimmy knew the same.
Rosalind, a secret is a secret, and if it's something that you wish to hug to your soul, to feel that it's your very own, a part of your plan...
Uncle Jimmy, every woman wants to make a success of her marriage. I've made such a mess of mine.
You made a mess of your marriage? Now, here, come, none of that. Credit where credit is due, and censure in the same proportion.
I'd rather take all the blame myself. All of it. But whatever credit there is, I'd like to give to Bobby, if he'd like to earn it. He doesn't seem to realize that he's the only one who can save our marriage. Uncle Jimmy, could you make him realize it?
No, Rosalind, I couldn't. I'm convinced now that the boy can't be reasoned with. Unfortunately, he must be outwitted. That's where a plan might come in handy. Now, we might work something out.
You must know everything now, Uncle Jimmy, except the actual words that Bobby used. He said I could take him as he was now, or after the baby came, divorce him.
Divorce? Why, Rosalind?
He wants to be completely free. He wants to be young while he's young. Have fun while the fun's there.
And when there's just a shell of Robert Stewart left, he would like to come back to you expecting to pick up where he left off?
Yes. That's what he'd like. But just now, he hopes I'll go on loving him.
And does he expect the world to stand still while he's playing this game of youth? You to keep the fires of love burning so strongly that he can pop in at any time and warm his hands? Yet, boy is worth saving, isn't he, dear?
Yes. Worth saving and worth waiting for. Every child is entitled to a father's love. And I must remember that very soon now, I'll be a mother.
You're not making hash in a chopping bowl in this modern day and age.
Mr. Stewart, I've been a-using this bowl and knife for nigh on to 25 years. I like to look at what I'm doing instead of turning on a gadget and saying, well, here comes my hash.
Oh, you add the seasoning as you go along, a little at a time. Hmm, I see.
That's the secret of flavor in cooking. Takes a heap of tasting. I could put this aside and visit with you, but it's almost done. The sound of a chopping knife ain't music to most people's ears. Mine included. Now,
Mrs. Jensen, if you had a boy like my Robert, what would you do?
Me? Then, I ain't had no blessing at all in the way of a kind of offspring until Rosalind come along.
Yes,
so
I know, but that isn't answering my question. Oh, Mrs. Jensen, what shall I do with Bobby?
I don't know as you can do a thing. It's just got to wear itself out, I reckon. And afore it's over, I'm afeard more than one of us is going to wish that we was never born.
Or he was never born, or that, yes, that he died when he was a baby.
Oh, Mrs. Stewart.
Mothers grieve when they lose a child, but I think now that these are little sorrows. Oh, not that a mother ever forgets a baby. But I'd almost rather have lost Bobby then than to see him grow up like...
Yes, Mrs. Stewart. I understand. I've given it much thought, too, and prayed over it. Now we must just wait day to day and see what's going to happen.
Well, I'm certainly eating my own words. My, the fuss I raised about Rosalind not being good enough for Bobby.
Oh, wonder who in the world that can be. Excuse me, Mrs. Stewart.
Why, surely, Mrs. Jetson, go right ahead.
Hello? Why, yes. Yes, Charlie.
Well, of course. She'll be right home.
But, Mrs. Jensen...
It was Dorothy. Wanted to know if you could come right home.
Well, the child must be ill or something's gone terribly wrong.
Want me to come with you?
No, I think I'd better see what she wants. She was just fine when she left the house this morning.
Well, if you need me, now remember, I'm right here. I'll be worrying till I hear from you.
Well, I'll call you.
Wonder what in the world is wrong with Dorothy.
Well, this is a fine how do you do, Uncle Jimmy. Now we've got Dorothy down in bed.
Fever?
No, she just suddenly got weak in the knees, she said. Well, she was just trembling all over when I got here.
Was she frightened by something? Narrowly escaped an accident or a shock of some kind?
No, said it came on her just as she was going back to her classes after an assembly.
Hmm. Didn't call the doctor, I hope.
Well, I was going to at first, and then I changed my mind.
Strange sort of illness that would make the child weak in the knees. Do you mind if I look in on her for a minute?
Not at all, Uncle Jimmy. I've just fixed this ice bag for her. Would you mind putting it on her forehead?
Oh, I'll take care of the patient. Weak in the knees. That's a very strange symptom. Sounds more like a clue. Now, this ice bag should clear up the head beautifully, Dorothy.
Thanks, Uncle Jimmy.
Think it'll do something for those weak knees?
Oh, my knees are all right. It's right here where I get the funny feeling.
Ooh, pit of the stomach, eh?
And then it travels down my legs and right into my knees.
Mm. Dorothy, I'm terribly afraid.
That it's serious?
Mm-hmm. You might be approaching a crisis.
That's what I've been thinking, too.
Your mother wanted to call the doctor. I told her not to. After all, I don't think medicine would help you a bit. Do you think you could stand a little company this evening?
Well, I...
Now, how about Johnny sitting with you for a while?
Oh, he's not company, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh? Well, how about Rosalind and Robert?
I see them all the time.
Oh. Well, how about Mrs. Judson?
Oh, I love her very much. You know
well,
that.
It's rather difficult to seem to hit on the right type of person or persons. Now, suppose we... that we ask Frankie Prentice to...
Could we?
To sort of drop over for just a few minutes, you know, and discuss civil engineering. Get Daddy.
But Daddy doesn't know a thing about civil engineering.
Oh, that's too bad. The boy really should have something in common with somebody.
Well, both Frankie and I are taking French. Well, I mean, of course, if he knew I was sick, why, he might break his date with... I mean, cut Jim.
Oh, you'd like to see him cut Jim tonight, wouldn't you? Jim might get quite a hold on Frankie after a while, eh?
Uncle Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Before I met Frankie, I mean, knew him a little. Any other girl I ever saw him with was just a pain in the neck. But now...
Uncle Jimmy knows. Just the sight of Frankie walking into the auditorium with...
My best girlfriend, Alice Ringwald.
Made you weak in the knees, hmm? And so the patient takes a turn for the better. And Uncle Jimmy is once again just an old umbrella man. Fixing a rib here and there that's loose.
Uncle Jimmy, sit mm-hmm. closer.
Like this?
Yes. So I can put my arms around you and tell you how really wonderfully swell you are.
Say, I'd better get busy on the phone or Frankie won't arrive in time to have you tell him in French how very, very much...
Uncle Jimmy!
Weak you are in the knees.
Gee whiz, Mom. Didn't Mrs. Prentice tell you that Betty was all over having the measles?
That makes no difference. You'll not put a foot in that house until they remove the quarantine sign.
When's that going to be, Mom?
Oh, stop pestering me, Johnny. I'm trying for once to get dinner served on time.
Will it be 3 days or a week or 2 weeks? A fella's got to know things like that.
Maybe a year. Now, Johnny... Arnold! Arnold! Please call Johnny.
Johnny, come here.
Every time everybody asks you a civil question, all you say is, Arnold! Arnold! Arnold!
Say, now you look here, young man.
Johnny, if I ever catch you mocking your mother again...
Everybody's too busy around here for me. Well, you just wait. I'm going to be dead someday, and then won't they be sorry?
Oh, we'd be terribly sorry, Johnny.
Yeah, I saw you smile. Well, you wait and see. When I'm dead and everybody was crying and wishing I was alive and saying nice things, you'll be crying, too.
Look, Johnny, if a daddy took you for a drive after dinner and we stopped at the Prentice's...
Oh, Daddy!
We can't go in. We just go around to the window and... And suppose that you left some flowers for Betty.
Gee, Daddy, you're okay. Gosh, you must have been a little boy like me once, too.
Oh, Johnny, I'm afraid I was. And what wouldn't I give to be a little boy again?
Oh, gee, you wouldn't want that, Daddy. You always said I was such a lot of trouble.
Yes, you cost Daddy a lot of, well, ice cream cones and movies and jackknives.
Daddy, can't you buy Brother Robert something? So he and Sister Rosalind won't have any more troubles and be sweethearts again?
Daddy'd give everything he possessed and everything in the world and put a mortgage on himself, too, for the rest of his life if Brother Robert could just be a little boy again, like you.
It looks very much like Robert has completely baffled his parents and friends. Will Rosalind ever divorce Robert, or will she eventually try to make the best of a bad bark?